Pinna.
I'm someone who loves trying out different makeup looks, but doesn't really wear much on a daily basis, so I like to focus on making sure I have high quality staples. And whether you like a fresh face, full glam, or somewhere in between, you've probably seen Thrive Cosmetics Viral Tubing Mascara. I've certainly seen it everywhere. You know the one in the turquoise tube? So that mascara, along with all of Thrive Cosmetics beauty products, are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which I look for in makeup, and they've got excellent quality to match. And something I didn't know from all the mascara videos I've seen is that for every product sold, Thrive Cosmetics donates either that same product, another product that is needed more, or a monetary donation. They've worked with over 500 nonprofits to help with a wide range of causes like supporting cancer survivors, people experiencing homelessness, education access, and so much more. Knowing that makes me feel even better about using their products. And I do enjoy using them. Like I said, I like having high quality staples, and so my favorites are products that are multi-purpose, like the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It comes in a bunch of colors, and I like using them as eyeliner, eyeshadow, and even highlighter. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/thrive. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS. .com/thrive for 20% off your first order.
This is the story of a group of friends with incredible powers.
I still can't believe it. We're dream breachers.
This is the story of what happens when the truth about them is finally revealed to the world.
We're continuing to ask questions about dream breaching on today's news.
This is the story of how it all might fall apart.
Something is wrong with the breach.
This is Dream Breachers.
We're continuing to ask questions about dream breaching on today's news.
That's right, Mary. Why shouldn't everyone have the same right to dream breach?
Who are these people who have been hoarding this power for themselves for centuries?
Who even knows what they do? Do there need to be government regulations?
What if you're working with a dream breacher and don't even know it?
What if you're married to a dream breacher and don't know it?
We're working on a 90-minute news special that digs into all the unanswered questions we have about dream breaching. But now, Emmett, I believe you have a breaking story.
Indeed. Rescue workers are being dispatched to a remote cave on the California coastline where a group of tourists, including several families with small children, have been trapped in a cave due to unexpected rising waters. With no indication that the water will recede anytime soon, experts will determine whether a brave extraction out of the cave through the water will be attempted. It is believed that several members of the party, who were of course not expecting such a thing to occur, do not know how to swim. We'll keep an eye on this case all night and have real-time updates when we get them.
Video from the scene on social media is currently the only source of information coming from the scene. Hopefully that will change soon, but for now, that's all we know.
Well, phase one has begun.
So I heard. And you have more footage ready?
It'll be ready soon.
I can only keep this under wraps for so long. People on the studio lot are asking questions.
I need maybe one more day on set. Trust me. It's almost done, and it's my masterpiece, if I do say so myself. Too bad no one will ever know it was my doing.
If it goes well, you mean?
Oh, it will. Have you seen the news? It's all going according to plan.
We have one small problem. Henry is here at security. Wants a tour, and he wants to say goodbye to you before he heads back east tomorrow.
So give him one. Just nowhere near this set. Then let me know where you are when you're done, and I'll pop out.
Perfect.
Hardly.
I meant to block this number. I'm so sick of this. Hello?
Hello?
Who is this? Stop calling me!
Who I am is the person who took the video in the airport.
What? Ugh, thanks for ruining my life!
Thanks for ruining mine.
What does that mean? How did I ruin your life? Why did you release the video? Hasn't anyone ever taught you that you shouldn't post videos of strangers on social media?
Because it happened, and it's a big deal. And I know you somehow made fake emails and stuff saying I faked it. But my parents are really mad at me. I'm like grounded forever. They were there with me in the airport, but they were looking the other way. I've tried and tried to convince them it was real, but even with what they're hearing on the news, they just don't believe me. They don't believe that a thing like dream breaching could exist.
What do you want from me?
I just want to know the truth. Does dream breaching exist? Because if it does, I was hoping you could talk to my parents. I was hoping you could prove it. Prove that I didn't fake the whole thing.
I'm sorry. I can't help you.
Henry! Oh, you can let him in. He's with me.
Okie dokie.
Thanks, Dean.
Welcome to my home away from home.
Will Oscar be joining us?
Oh, he will. But just to say a quick hi and bye. He is, of course, very appreciative that you traveled here and for the valuable information. But he has, well, a film to make.
Oh, right. What's he working on?
Oh, you know, action blockbuster type thing.
I used to like watching Lucy's movies as a child.
Can't say I've seen any of them. Oscar has some memorabilia, of course.
But not the mirror.
No, no mirror.
What kind of stuff?
I suppose I could give you a quick look at some clippings he keeps in his trailer since he's on set.
That would be amazing.
We'll take a loop around the lot. You can see where we shoot New York exteriors and stuff. Then we'll head to the trailer. This way. Come on.
Thank you all for coming.
Of course.
What's going on?
Why are we here?
Oh, hey, Jengsi. Long time no see.
For sure. You good?
Hanging in.
Cool.
Okay, so there's just a lot happening. The Breach is behaving strangely. The Breacher Kilner is missing. The Murder Kilner is out there, breaching in the news. I want to be sure everyone is being safe.
I have another thing to add to the list.
What is it, Evan?
The person who's been calling me all the time? I finally picked up. It's the girl who took the airport video.
What does she want? Is she looking to blackmail you? What?
She wants me to prove to her parents that she's not lying.
I know we've always said it's not cool, but we could just dream up some money and give it to her.
I don't know. Doesn't feel right.
I agree.
And I mean, I get it. She just wants proof for her parents because they think she lied and stuff.
But if we told her the truth, then she knows about dream breaching. And then she tells all her friends, and also her parents know if they even believe her. And they tell all their friends, and maybe they go on TV.
Okay.
I have an idea.
Tell me.
I think I better not.
Why not?
You won't like it, Evan.
Whisper it to me. They're right, Evan. You won't like it.
Will it get her out of my hair? Because I could use one less thing to worry about.
Yes, it would.
Absolutely.
Fine then. Just do it. I don't want to know.
Well, I want to know. I want to know everything that all of you are doing and thinking. It's my job now.
Of course, definitely. It's a lot. And with this girl, and now the cave disaster thing?
I know. It's so awful.
I wish we could help.
You can't, Evan.
You mean it's impossible? Or that I'm not allowed?
I mean you're not allowed. You can't risk calling any attention to yourself.
Also, pretty sure it's impossible.
What's the point of being a dream breacher if we can't swoop in and help in situations like this?
Yeah, and I know we've talked about this before, but now that I'm a breacher, I'm really wondering. Like, aren't there things we could do to help the common good? Dream up vaccines? Make all the guns in the world disappear?
Seriously, if we can't do anything important, why bother breaching at all?
Part of it, as it was explained to me when I came to work for the DA, is the responsibility to police others who don't use the power responsibly.
Definitely, Naya. And it's true that a lot of our work is unseen because of the nature of the thing, you know? Uncredited.
Like what?
how many times do you hear stories about guardian angels and stuff? Like someone lost something precious and it's miraculously returned to them in an odd way.
Please don't tell me my future as a dream breacher means going around returning lost wallets.
You're not taking me seriously.
I am. There just has to be more, right?
We do things.
What kind of things? I mean, it's not like you're Santa Claus or... Wait. Are you Santa Claus?
Santa Claus is Santa Claus.
Then tell us. Tell us things you've done.
There was at least one case where a breacher dreamed up some dams until floodwaters receded and saved hundreds of lives.
I saw that one.
Me too.
In the history dreams. It was incredible, but it was also a long time ago.
I'm sure there's more recent examples, but it's not like breachers can exactly go around taking credit, like for finding evidence in crimes and stuff. I bet people have done that.
But how do we decide who to help?
It's always seemed to me like the dreams decide.
You mean you can't dream up help on purpose?
Not always, no.
So we couldn't help with the cave even if we tried? Not that we even know how we'd try.
Only if the dream wanted you to.
I'm sure it doesn't seem fair for you all to be so powerful and powerless, but I think we just have to stay focused on the small but important things we're trying to do. And the most important thing is to be safe. For now, I think it's best if no one breaches. At all. Not for any reason. You hear me?
Yes.
Of course.
Okay.
Sure.
I'm serious. Janksy, that means you too. Unless we all decide something is necessary.
But...
No buts.
Fine.
Well, that was intense.
It was. Speaking of which, OMG, Emmy, Europe, it was amazing.
You did it? It worked?
Yeah, same trip as you. Rome, Paris, London.
Bring back any souvenirs?
I did not. But this is weird. Look.
What even is that? It's like two halves of the travel kilner.
Exactly. When I woke up, it was just like this.
What does it mean?
I don't know, but I was thinking, what if it's still the travel kilner, but we can use each half and try to go someplace together?
OMG, that would be amazing. Give me half, we'll try tonight.
I already can't wait to go to sleep. Where should we go?
Australia?
Definitely. We'll throw some shrimp on the barbie.
We'll hop with kangaroos. Maybe go to the Sydney Opera House?
Opera? Maybe not.
Marco?
I mean, sure. Let's do it, Emmy. Whatever you want. But wait, does this count as breaching?
No. Right? I mean, it's just dreaming, right?
Yeah, for sure. I'm sure it's fine. Hey, I need to tell you something.
Okay.
My dad asked me about dream breaching, about Evan, whether it was true or a hoax. And I just couldn't lie.
You told him?
No, not exactly. I told him that I needed him to trust me and that I'd tell him everything soon.
Oh, Marco. I really want to tell my mom and Marty, too. It's hanging over me.
Then you should. I will, too, when the time is right.
Garvin? Have you seen the vacuum?
No.
I don't know why I even asked. You haven't touched a vacuum in years.
I resent that comment.
Because it's true.
Shh, Luna.
Hi, Garvin.
Evan, how've you been? Come on in.
I'm okay, I guess. But not really. Oh, hey, Luna. I've missed seeing you, too.
What's going on?
Just needed advice, I guess.
Well, I'm feeling pretty out of the loop these days. Anna's barely home. Helen and Crowley seem to be running the show.
But you were the first breacher I met. And, well, I'm worried.
We're all worried, Evan. But what are you worried about specifically?
When I went to the breach the other night, I heard all these voices. but I don't know what it's supposed to mean. There's too many of them, and I got all panicked.
Well, we know from past experience that panic can spur you to heroic action.
That's one way of looking at it, I guess. Also, things are disappearing. Is that happening to you? Like, I think the breach may be taking things back. What?
Thomas.
Yeah?
I know what happened to the vacuum. So, yes, I've noticed a few things are gone.
What do I do?
You have to trust yourself. You have to quiet your panic. Quiet your mind. Answers will probably come to you if you can get out of your own way. Set yourself aside.
You make it sound easy.
No, there's nothing easy about it.
And I've got all this other stuff to worry about in here, my real life. So how can I worry about what's happening there, at the breach, at the same time?
Well, the border between what you're calling here and there, it's inside you. So it's all related, Evan. Solve one problem and you may solve the other. It's just a matter of which one is easier to solve. The here or the there.
Anna seems too distracted by her Kilners to help me at all.
I'm sure she thinks she's helping in her own way.
I guess. Thanks, Garvin.
Hey, how's Dot?
She's good. She misses you too, Luna. Oh.
Good, good. Happy to hear she's, okay.
I thought his office would be bigger.
He feels that way, too. Anyway, we have to be quick, but here, look on the wall. His Lucy Mae Chen memorabilia.
Oh, wow. Some of these clippings look quite old, but nicely preserved.
Yes. That's Lucy on the night of the awards that, well, didn't work out so well. Oh, and that's her on stage at a nightclub where she spent most of her time when she wasn't working or traveling.
This caption says it's Monica's. I think I've heard of that place.
Yeah, it's a real dump if you ask me. Way off the beaten path. I have no idea why she chose that place, of all places, to spend time, but hey, they were different times. What do I know?
Is it still there?
I can't imagine.
Interesting.
If you say so. Ooh, that's Oscar. He apologizes, but he won't be able to get away to see you today.
That's fine. I've got places to go.
Okay, then. I'll just lock up then and follow you out.
Any more dishes to clear?
No, all done. The cave disaster's on the news. It's so awful.
I know.
I'm going to bed.
Night, Evan.
Night, Ev.
Good night, Dot. Good night, Sigmund.
And now, if you'll turn your attention to the center of the ring, the human cannonball is being loaded into the cannon.
Oh, cool.
Okay, arms at your side, Evan.
Wait, it's me? I'm the cannonball?
You took the job, kid.
There must be some mistake.
Too late for mistakes. Everybody stand clear. I'm lighting it up.
Watch as he flies through the sky and lands safely, we hope, on the other side of the ring.
No. This is not happening.
Hey, Evan.
Not now, Will.
It's just, I really need a retainer. Look at my teeth. They're all crooked and loose and falling out in my mouth.
And
Heaven.
Mac!
Can you hear it?
Yes. The breach. It still sounds different. And I hear voices again.
Voices? Whose?
Everyone's. Yours. Anna's. But
I don't know. But you have to figure it out, Evan.
Ask me something. What?
But, well, why me?
He has these two old puppets. They're like twins. Emma. Henry has the Salem dolls.
Because you're the only one who can hear whatever it is you're hearing.
But I don't understand. I need help. Had a bad dream. Except, well, my dreams are never just dreams anymore, are they? Anyway, back to bed, okay? Back to bed. Because if I can't even bring back a dumb retainer for Will, I think we're in big trouble.
I'm heading out.
Okay. Oh, wow. It's late. I'm gonna crash.
You're not going to do anything I should try to convince you not to do, are you? With the video, kid? I meant what I said, no breaching.
I have to be honest, Naya. I've been a breacher out there on my own now for a good amount of time. I don't know if I would have taken this job if I knew I'd lose my freedom to breach as I see fit.
Of course, I understand. But I need everyone to be smart. We can't afford mistakes right now.
I know. I'll be smart. I promise.
Okay. If you're sure.
I didn't get to where I am. I didn't get to being Janksy by not being smart.
Okay, then. I trust you. Good night, Janksy.
Amanda, it's time for bed.
I'm brushing my teeth.
Get your school uniform ready.
I'll do it in the morning. But Mum, I talked to him today. The dream breacher. The disappearing boy.
I told you, Amanda. We're done talking about this nonsense.
But...
Done, I said. Done talking. Now, good night.
Good night.
Amanda, come on. Let's check out this old house.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. This is awesome. It's like ruins.
Oh, jeez.
Did you hear that? Who's there?
This is gonna be so easy, it almost seems cruel.
What do you think happened to this place?
I don't know. It looks really old, though. Like, maybe there was a fire?
Welcome.
Hi.
Who are you?
Do you live here?
I do. Just me and the Breach Monsters.
Breach Monsters? What are they?
They're people who knew more than they should about dream breaching.
I don't see any monsters.
That's because they're trapped in the walls. Here, I'll show you.
Let them out!
I can't. Breachers put them there. Breachers more powerful than me.
What are breachers?
Careful! You don't want to end up there, in the wall, with them.
Amanda, I think we should go.
Yeah, I really think we should.
You should!
Amanda, what is it?
I had a nightmare about the dream breachers.
I told you, they're not real.
I know, Mum, I know. I won't mention them ever again.
Good day, mate. Yous are in for a ripper arvo. We'll ferret out some bush tucker, take a gander at some roofs.
We should have gone to Mexico or Spain or Portugal there.
Why? This is going to be amazing.
Then we'll whack on our bathers and have a dip at Bondi.
It's gonna be beaut.
But at least in Mexico or Spain or Portugal, I'd speak the language. I have no idea what this guy's saying. I mean, is that even English?
Shh. I'll translate. The important thing is we're here. We did it together.
I told you not to call me again.
You did that.
Did what?
Messed with my dreams.
I don't know what you're talking about.
All I wanted was for my parents to believe me. I won't call you again. I won't say another word about you or dream breaching. Ever again.
It's important that your parents don't believe you.
Maybe to you it is.
Maybe I can make it up to you somehow. Just not yet.
Yeah, sure. Whatever, Evan.
Hello?
What did you do?
Suffice it to say, she had a nightmare.
You can't do that! You can't go into other people's dreams and mess with their heads! It's not fair!
You said to handle it. I handled it. So I think what you're trying to say is thank you.
Well, I mean, I'm glad she won't be an issue. But still, it's not right.
Somebody had to do something. I did something.
You're right. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Maybe I'm being too, I don't know, nice? Like with that Oscar guy. He came to my house and threatened me, and now, nothing. What's that about? I mean, shouldn't I be trying to stop him from whatever he's trying to do?
I'm happy to offer my nightmare services.
I'm gonna try to think of my own way to handle him first. But it's good to know you've got my back, cuz...
Always.
We have a new problem.
Yes, I came as soon as I got your text. What now?
Nancy.
Huh?
Nancy Kelly. She called the Dream Academy. Listen to this. Naya just sent me the audio file.
I'm assuming you get these messages, Helen. We need to talk. I need back what you took from me, and I have the leverage to make you do it. It took years of searching, but it has paid off. You know where you can find me? Every morning. I expect to see you soon.
Did you go? Did you meet with her?
Of course not.
She's probably bluffing. I mean, there's no way she found it. You and Crowley made sure of that.
Even if she did, she has no powers, so it's useless in her hands.
Still, we should meet with her. See what she even wants, and secure the murder Kilner if she has it.
Like she'd just give it to us? I think that things are... what's the word I'm looking for? Inevitable at this point, Garvin. I think that whatever is happening will happen. I haven't been feeling well, and the breach is off as well. I need to know you'd still look after Anna if...
Stop. Stop. You're just gonna sit there and not try and do anything?
No. I'm going to live my life, as long as I have it. But I'm not going to live in a state of fear or panic. I'm going to live in a state of grace, because I'm acknowledging that certain things are not in my control.
And what about Crowley? He's content to just let you wither
and... Crowley's not the boss of me.
I never said he was, just that... Helen, you can't just give up.
Stop calling it that.
Then do something.
I'm too tired. Maybe it's up to them now. The kids.
Ugh. Then we're all doomed.
You don't believe that, do you?
Honestly, I don't know.
Anna?
Hi. Come up. This is getting very annoying.
More boards falling off?
Yes, it wasn't even windy last night. That should do it.
Oh, cool. Did you dream up a radio? You realize we have more advanced technology now.
I like radios, but I bought it. Tried to dream one up and it didn't work.
Something is definitely off. I tried to bring home a retainer for Will twice now. Nothing. Why can't you breach? Why can't I?
Recapping our breaking news.
I want to listen.
Rescue workers are being dispatched to a remote cave on the California coastline where a group of tourists, including several families with small children, have been trapped in a cave due to unexpected rising waters.
I don't even want to think about how I'd feel if I were trapped in a cave. Remember in the Golden Kilner dream? I had to crawl through that tunnel and I was so claustrophobic and ugh. Just thinking about it makes me sick.
It's a horrible situation for sure, but as we've been told, it's not up to us to fix it. I mean, there are probably a million other bad things happening in the world right now. Just because this one is all over the news doesn't make it any more important than all the other bad things.
Well, that's depressing.
Yes, it is.
Anyway, I couldn't even bring back a dumb retainer.
Very weird.
Mac was there, at the breach in my dream, and I was hearing all these voices from the past again, but he couldn't hear them. He said I have to figure out why the breach is being weird since I can hear the voices and he can't.
How are you supposed to do that?
With your help.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. I think you need to talk to your mom. I think maybe she has to come there with me. Maybe she'll hear it too.
I can ask.
Thanks, Anna. In the meantime, I'll check in with Naya.
What's the password?
I actually don't know.
Then move along, sir.
But wait, is it just let me in, Lily?
No.
Just let me in, Monica?
Yes. But I don't like that you're guessing.
Listen, I know what kind of place this is. I'm just visiting from the East Coast, and I have something very important in my possession. I think you're... clientele would be very interested in meeting me and hearing about it.
Yeah? What is it?
Let's just say it's a very special Kilner. One that people would certainly pay a lot for right now. I dare say it could make a man very powerful.
You don't say. Well, come on in then. Please, tell me more.
Hello, Nancy.
You've got to be kidding me. She sends her little messenger?
It's not like that.
Are you here to do it? To give me my powers back?
Oh, I couldn't if I wanted to. The Kilner that does that is, alas, in the wind.
At least I personally know how to guard precious possessions.
You can't possibly have it.
Oh, I can't, can I? We're done here, Garvin. Bye-bye.
Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.